The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back, y'all. Total Divas is back, Season 8. Yay! And we are going to talk all about it, right?
Yeah, we're here to talk all about it.
Oh my god, it's been so long. It's been 84 years, not really, since we've had Total Divas. We had Total Bellas and then, you know, Ms. and Mrs., so... Nice little bridge shows there, but Total Divas, y'all. The bread and butter, she's back. And oh, I'm so happy to see her. She's wonderful.
So
she's great.
Coming after watching this entire episode, we're going to go through the whole recap in a minute. It had a different feel. This season has a different feel so far. Because you have a lot of new players and old players back in the mix.
You definitely have a different group of girls. You do have some holdovers from last season. We've seen some people leave. And they really didn't backfill. You have a smaller group of girls this season, so it's a much more intimate, it feels like, group because it is smaller. And it has a much more serious tone than I feel like it's had in the past. Or I shouldn't say serious. Serious is the wrong word. It's like focused almost. It's a much more focused tone from all the girls where it's, which they hit on in this episode, which we're going to talk about, is this is the best time ever to be a woman in WWE because of what's going on in the company right now. And so they're all like lasering in on what they really want.
So with that, let's get into it.
All right. So basically, we get exactly what I just said. We get a recap of the evolution of the women's revolution in WWE. We see the steps and really what led to where we are today. And then obviously we see the next step in that revolution, which is Ronda Rousey. They make sure to put her over big. They make sure to emphasize that she is the biggest change, one of the biggest, if not the biggest name in WWE right now. And the girls are all make sure to say that they're super excited and super happy that she's there. And of course they say that she's very nice, you know, all the good things about Ronda and that she's like scary strong, which I can believe. You'll watch her throw people around and you're like, yep, she can kick butt. So very interesting how much she featured in this show without actually being in the show.
Well, she's a center point of WWE right now. It would be interesting if they put her on the show. They never will, but it'd be interesting if they did.
You know, I would almost be curious to see her do it. Or if she gets her own reality show, that would be interesting. I don't think they would quite put her on Total Divas because I feel like she would not be a good fit. But they could do her and her husband on their own show if that's something she's interested in. And definitely make a go of that because we've seen, you know, obviously the success of Ms. and Mrs. We've seen the success of Total Bellas. So spinning the girls off into their own programs, I feel like that could be a good next step for Ronda if that's something she wants. I'm still waiting for my Uso spinoff. I mean, hello, where is it? Trinity and the Brothers. I need that, please. Please. It would be hilarious and amazing. And they're couples goals. And yeah, where is it?
Anyway, focus back in on the show now.
Focusing in back on the show, this message brought to you by the Rack Extra.
Ding.
Which we would happily review that show if you know y'all did it.
Yeah, we would.
Without a doubt. We move on to a Birdie Bee photo shoot with the Bella Twins. This is obviously their first appearance in the show. And in stark contrast to what we saw on Total Bellas, Nikki's in a good place. She's happy. She's almost glowing. We're not hearing anything about John Cena. We heard nothing about the engagement, about John Cena, about how Nikki's feeling, about where the relationship is. Nothing.
His name was
not a thing.
His name was not mentioned once in this episode. Not once. But it will be later on. But
it's going to come up later on. But
in this episode, there was no John Cena.
No John Cena, no engagement, no nothing. Nothing. It wasn't even brought up. Why she didn't even have a ring wasn't even brought up. Like, nobody even mentioned she didn't even have a ring anymore. It's just, boom, there she is. Nikki Bella, looking fabulous.
I think there was one passing moment of it. That's it.
I think?
There was one passing moment about it. But it was not really it. It was just quick and to the point. So, anyway.
Honestly, that made me really happy because it was, like, after how, like, just dramatic and heavy Total Bellas was, I was really almost dreading Nikki in this season, because this is picking up, obviously, right where Total Bellas sort of, kind of leaves off. Not really. It's picking up at WrestleMania this past year. And so that's pretty much when everything kind of went down between her and John.
Yeah, and that's right where Total Bellas sort of left off. It's like the week before Total Bellas ended.
So it's, yeah. It's like, you're kind of dreading because you don't know what state Nikki's going to be in, but she seemed like she was fine. But she could have been masking, who knows. But the fact that they didn't even touch on it, they didn't mention it, was really great. It was like, oh yeah, thank God. You know, it's just Nikki and Brie being Nikki and Brie and having fun. They're doing a photo shoot for Birdie Bee. Nia's there showcasing their plus size gear, which is awesome. I love the fact that they have plus size gear. Thanks, guys. That's great. Body positivity. Rock that. And then Nia's taking pictures of Nikki's ass, because, I mean, who wouldn't take pictures of Nikki Bella's ass?
She was commenting on how good of an ass Nikki has. So.
She does. I mean.
Just saying,
she does.
Then we're talking up the storyline that have been on television leading up to Mania and how Nia's a big part of it. And they also put over Rhonda again.
And how tough she is. Yeah, there was a lot of putting over the Rhonda in this episode, which is,
But now, it's 5 days until Mania.
And, well, we see our returning cast member, Paige. She's back! Appear on the scene for the first time. And, well, she's arrived at the airport. She and Nia are going to the car. She's loading up the car. And when you know it, boom, there are her boobs. They're hanging out. They're in a bra. Like, you don't see anything. But, you know, basically her top comes off. And her boobs are hanging out. And so she's like, oh, hey, how long has that been like that? This is why, ladies, this is why. Or anybody that wishes to dress like a lady. You wear a black bra with a black top. This is why, right here. You know, if things go all wonky, you're still covered. Still looks like you're wearing the black top. Just saying, FYI. Match your undergarments accordingly.
Style tips.
Don't want a situation.
Style tips here on the Rack Extra.
Hey, You have no idea how much matching your bra to your clothes gets you out of trouble half the time.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Anyway, moving on. Paige is talking about, you know, how it's wonderful to be back and she's happy. But, you know, in terms of her injury, she's not able to wrestle anymore. They do address that really, really up front. And she says that she's sort of walking around with this secret because they've brought her to New Orleans to essentially to retire. And so right now she can't announce it. She's doing it after Mania. So she sort of just has to walk around WrestleMania weekend and WrestleMania week. Like, everything's fine. Like, she's just hurt, even though she already knows she's done. So there's some feelings and emotions surrounding that, obviously, because she makes a comment later on in the show that WWE was supposed to be her future and it got cut short because of the injury, and now she's not quite sure what she's going to do. So they are very, very forthcoming. They don't hide the fact that Paige is being forced to retire, which is nice that we're not having so many secrets this season.
No, we're letting it all out in the open. So
it's all out in the open this time. It's a lot more real than what it has been, I feel like, in the past, which is good. And then we see Nia and Paige talking about Nia's upcoming match and how everybody's like gushing over Nia and the fact that she's got a championship match, a singles match at WrestleMania. It's against Alexa Bliss, her former best friend. And yeah, it's just there, you know, this was heavy night. This was heavy centric to Nia, obviously, because Nia was a big deal at Mania. So, and Nia's excited and nervous, but her hair is falling out. She's got to go get her hair did, so they'll talk later.
4 days till Mania.
Paige scares the crap out of Lana when she gets there. Same with Trinity and some of the other girls. And they're like, of course, Paige would pick us up from the airport. And what does she do? They go to the swamp. They go on a swamp tour, y'all. They get in a boat.
That's what you do.
And you ride around the swamp, and you see alligators and wild pigs. And talk about ghosts and voodoo and all that fun stuff. And they're sort of talking about TJ and how awesome he is as a producer and basically Paige's future and what she could do. And, you know, Paige is like, everybody loves TJ. Everybody wants TJ as a producer. And Natty's like, yeah, but it would be nice if, you know, he was like complimentary to me, because he's not.
He puts over Mandy and Sasha and everyone on Raw. And then when she asks for a compliment, he doesn't give it to her. We'll get more into that in a bit.
Later.
Yeah.
And anyway, so, and while the swamp tour is going on, we quickly cut over to the Bellas, where Bree says that the president of Birdie Bee very suddenly left.
I figured one of them were the president, but okay.
No, I remember them selecting a president. I remember them announcing that somebody else was going to run the company, because I feel like we talked about that during Total Bellas and how it was probably a good idea that they had somebody else running the company for them, because they don't really have the business experience to take on the role as president. It's a very difficult role to have, and if you don't have the right experience to do it, you're generally setting yourself up for failure. And so, unfortunately, the person that they selected did leave. And she put it suddenly, so I'm not sure if that person left of their own accord or that was a career decision that got facilitated for them. Don't know. Either way, Bree has decided she's going to take over being president of Birdie Bee. And I kind of am scratching my head at that. I'm not trying to doubt Bree or bash Bree at all, but it's just like, do you have the necessary business acumen to do that? Like, I'm really hoping her mother steps in there and kind of offers her some guidance, because obviously her mother is extremely good at business. She runs her own company. She's very used to that role, so she could definitely give a lot of really great pointers to Bree, I feel like.
We'll see how it goes, but now we go back to the swamp tour.
And Sonya's there. Sonya Deville. Which I was like, oh, hey, look, it's Sonya Deville. That's awesome. And we see, like I said, we see Gators. We see Biggs. Oh, my. And then Paige starts talking about how she's getting a voodoo doll made. She's reached the point in her healing process where they've told her she's done. There's nothing else that she can do. It's like she can get an additional surgery where they take the screws out and they put the rods in like DJ has. But that, essentially, her career would still be done. So there's nothing more medically that she can do, supposedly. And so now she's turning to spiritual guidance. And she's like, well, hey, let's give voodoo a try. And so she's gone to see a voodoo priestess in New Orleans, where she's having a special doll made specifically for her, tailored to her, for healing. Naomi is not about to be all about that. She's freaked out by ghosts.
She doesn't like any of the voodoo, the ghosts, none of it. She don't want anyone stealing her glow.
She is all about God and Jesus, and that's it.
That's it.
So, which, there's nothing wrong with that, but Paige is like, yeah, okay, cool. So then we cut away from the swamp tour. Later on, Natty and Lana are at Access. They're walking around the facility. They go into the store where we see Birdie Bee. I should have mentioned that before. Part of the reason why Brian and Bree were talking about Bree becoming president is Birdie Bee was going into the WrestleMania Access store. So it's there. They're there. They're looking at it. And a security guard walks up. Oh, God. And questions why they're there.
And then Natty points out, I'm on the poster.
Yeah, it's like, there's two women here with a camera crew. So, you know, naturally the security guard's like, what the hell's going on? And they're like, yeah, we're supposed to be here. See, I'm on the poster. And Lana's like, yeah. And then Natty goes, you want a selfie? Here, Lana, take the selfie. And Lana's like, I hate you.
And then
so much.
Now she's putting the security guard in a headlock for a selfie.
Right? It's like, oh, God. So then Natty, being Natty, who's very, very sweet, wants to help her friends out. She wants to sell Birdie Bee out for the twins. So she starts taking pictures in the gear. She starts putting it out on her Instagram. And then Natty has a brilliant idea. She wants to make Mania special for them, because this is their first year as spectators. They are not competing this year. Bree is still healing from...
Giving birth.
And Nikki, I think, is still healing from her neck. Or she was still healing from John Cena. I'm not sure which.
They weren't in the plans. They were not doing anything this year. They were no longer active WWE superstars.
No, and well, Nikki was supposed to be getting married right after Mania, so they weren't going to factor her in the plans, because it's like, you don't want her to get hurt or get a black eye or anything like that right before the wedding.
Really? Can we go back to about a decade and a half ago? How many days before the biggest wedding in WWE history happened? When Triple H married Stephanie McMahon.
Yes, and Linda McMahon told her husband that if he gave her daughter a black eye, that she would divorce him. So, you know, which, how screwed up is that, by the way? Still, to this day, you had a father fighting his daughter with his wife in her own child's corner right before she's supposed to get married. This is how they wrote Stephanie McMahon off TV so she could actually marry Triple H, y'all. In case none of you were aware of that. Go watch Vince McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, Last Person Standing. Yeah. I'm sure it's on the network. I'm sure it's in the Stephanie McMahon collection, actually. So go check that out if you're interested. Cheap plug. But anyway, getting back to Total Divas, Natty wants to make Minnie special. She wants to sell out Birdie Bee. So what does she do? She starts taking video to promote Birdie Bee.
Multiple takes, by the way.
No shame in that. No shame, Natty. No, completely feel you.
Yeah.
So she's talking about how great Birdie Bee is. She's saying it's at WrestleMania Access and you should totally come get it. And then she makes kind of a promise that she shouldn't have.
Multiple promises.
Well, we'll get there, but she makes the first of many, which is, if they show up and they buy their merchandise, you may get a chance to meet Brian, Nikki, and Brie.
No, my multiple promises was like, it was first, it was, you can meet Nikki and Brie, and then it was, meet Nikki, Brie, and Daniel Bryan.
You could meet my cat.
She could meet the cat.
But she brought her cat to Mania, really?
I don't think she actually brought her cat to Mania. Then again, you never know.
You never know. So we continue on with Natty to the next day where she and TJ are giving a signing together and it's like, hey, look, it's Tyson Kidd. He looks wonderful. They're talking and basically, they're like, oh, is Natty going to win the women's, you know, the rumble? And Tyson's like, well, I don't know. You got Sasha Banks. You got this person. You got that person. Natty's like, really? Really?
He's putting
all you had to do was say yes, honey. That's all you had to do.
He doesn't want to be fake about it. He was going to give her the ones, you know, put them over, and he thinks it's cheesy putting her over, and she's like, I like cheesy, can you just give me cheesy? God damn it, TJ, give me cheesy.
She likes cheesy. She wants cheesy. Bless that man.
And he was,
bless that man so hard.
He was not giving any. Then we have go on.
No, I was just saying, nope, he's not giving any.
We go to International Row. Paige gets interviewed by multiple people about her neck. Over and over. And over again, and she's just over it.
It was a hot button topic.
It was, but, you know, she can't say anything because it's going to happen on Monday, so she can't say anything, so she just, it bums her out, basically.
Which it should bum anybody out. I mean, it's, nobody takes that news happily that, oh, hey, look, my career is over. Isn't this wonderful? No, it sucks. It really sucks. Again, Paige, they were setting Paige up before kind of everything happened with Alberto Del Rio to be on top with. And we even heard Mark Carano say it on the show, whether it was real or not, I don't know, but essentially they were planning to set her up so she could retire by the time she was 31. They wanted her in that good of a place. Like, that's where they were pushing her to. Mm-hmm. So she was in line for some serious, serious pushes before everything kind of just went off the rails for her. And now, you know, she's finally gotten her life back on track. She's out of a bad relationship. She's back in WWE. Everything was going so good there for a minute. And then it just all gets derailed with one bad hit. And now suddenly she's done. She's completely done. It's not even, you know, a chance. It's no, you are done. And that sucks because she's only 25.
Yeah. So
I think she's 25 or 26.
She's in her mid-20s, so it sucks. But now we go to Bourbon Street.
Oh, God.
With Natty.
Oh, God.
And she's out there with the girls, and she's just... She has signs, and she's handing them out all over, and she's making promise after promise. This is where she brings up her cat and everything. She's making every single promise in the world to get people to go buy Birdie Bee stuff. And all the girls are like, Natty, stop it. You need to stop. When Lana is now the voice of reason, you better listen, Natty.
Yeah, legit. Like, when Lana's going, you shouldn't be saying these things. You shouldn't be making these promises. You know, you should really think about what you're saying. And Natty's like, oh, well, probably not, but it's too late now. Please bear in mind, alcohol was involved in this decision. Probably copious amounts of alcohol was involved in this decision. So, you know, Natty, I don't think, was thinking clearly, so you can't fault her too much. But Natty Neidhart, back to her old tricks. Total Divas is back, y'all. Best of intentions always seem to go awry. And, well, Natty being Natty, she doesn't listen because she's like, well, I'm doing them a favor. They're going to thank me when this is over. You've ever worked in advertising or you've ever thought about working in advertising, you know how much of a bad idea this is right now. Yeah, let's promise people something you're not going to give them. That always goes over well.
False advertising.
So while this is going on, Paige decides that she's going to get her cards read by a street tarot card reader. Very nice lady. Did not get her name, but very nice lady. And Naomi wants nothing to do with it. She's all about God and Jesus. She doesn't want to mess with that. And Paige is like, basically, the lady tells Paige she's a powerful woman, you know, and if she accepts her power, then she's going to do great things, which Paige is like, that's right. You're very accurate. Thank you. By the way, I will pay you $50 right now if you lie to my friend over there and, you know, tell her that you cannot raid her. And the lady's like, okay.
Okay. And Paige is like, all right, come on, Naomi, come on, come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. And Naomi's like, nope, 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 not going to do it. And she eventually does it. And Ellie goes, yeah, you're not ready. And Naomi does the fake cape, you know, pulls her hand back, wipes her hair thing. Yep, she didn't want any part of it. By the way, need to mention one thing. While Paige was getting her cards read, the girls were taking a selfie.
Yeah, and she's trying to get them to go away and F off and all this other things. And yeah, it's not working. So, and yeah, when the woman's like tells Naomi, I can't read you, you're not ready. Naomi's like, you goddamn right I'm not. And she like does a hair flip and walks off. It's like, that's a girl right there.
Mm-hmm. So they're having drinks. Naya's showing off her gear, but she had to get it fixed. That camel toe thing.
Hey, you do not want camel toe in front of millions of people.
Natty hates
That is an important thing.
Natty hates the camel toe.
I'm sure they all do. That's got to be super annoying. Like, okay, so here's the thing, right? The guys can walk around, right, with that whole situation going on down there. They can just essentially let it all press out in the front of their tights, and nobody says anything about it because it happens week in and week out. The girls, they got to worry about that whole situation as well, but it's like, I guarantee you if one of them walked out with camel toe, somebody would flip their shit. I'm just saying. Like, the guys don't seem like they care about it nearly as much, because, you know, they could just clearly get away with it. Finn Balor, I am looking at you, sir.
So Paige is just sitting in the corner, and she's becoming very sad, because basically, everyone has something to do, and she has nothing going on.
She's still trying to hide the fact that she's retiring, because I don't think she's told many of the girls, if any of them. And normally she would be in a match or she would be involved in something for WrestleMania, and this year she really isn't.
She's just doing commentary.
And so it's depressing for her because she wants to be in the thick of it and she can't be. And it's just, it's a hard transition for her. You can tell it is. It's a hard transition for anybody. We saw it with Brian that this is all you've ever wanted to do and now you can't do it anymore. What do you do? And plus, Paige is also having to deal with the fact that Brian is coming back. Like, she's watching that whole situation go on firsthand, where it's Daniel Bryan was sidelined for 3 years, and now he's coming back. So that's kind of what's, I think, also driving her, is if he could do it, I could do it. But there's also, it's two completely different injuries. She's got the Edge, Lita, Stone Cold deal going on, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that, or something very similar, and there is, sadly, no coming back from that.
2 days left before Mania, and the Bellas have arrived in Nolo, or is it Nola?
Nola. Nikki's not sure. And again, in Nikki's sit-down, the ring is not there.
Nope. So,
which, go on. Interesting. Not anything to really call out, but it was just interesting because I did look for it because I'm a nerd like that.
So the girls are at the Access, and they're meeting the fans, and that's where the twins learn all about Natty's promises. And Nikki's like, wait, what?
Yeah, so, like, they meet the first couple fans at their meet and greet, and they're like, oh my god, I love you, and oh my god, you're so pretty, and da-da-da. And then this one girl walks up, and she's like, yeah, so Natty was walking around Bourbon Street and handing out these signs, and she said we could hang out later. And both of the Bellas are like, what?
And there was something about having lunch, and, you know.
Yeah, and it's like the lies just keep going on and on and on and on, and Nikki finally looks at Bree, and she's like, what the hell? And Bree's like, yeah, so, yeah, we need to talk to Natty about that. Because basically, Bree told Natty, you know, whatever you can do to help promote the brand. That would be awesome because she's the new president. So it's like, yeah, free marketing, do it. Do the thing, sure. And so that's what Natty did. And, well, it seems Natty went a little overboard.
A little bit.
So they have to sort of have a chat.
Which we'll get to here in a second.
And then we get to the greatest moment ever in the show.
Go ahead.
So They're leaving the meet and greet. Nikki's basically saying, well, they gotta talk to Natty. And then she makes the comment, why didn't they say this outfit made her look fat? And her mom says, that's because you have clothes on and you aren't used to that.
I laughed so hard.
Oh my god, I had to stop myself from losing my just shit. Cause I was watching this in the break room at work on my lunch break. And oh my god, I just almost lost it. I was just sitting there. I was like, oh geez, don't laugh out loud. Bless Mama Bella. Bless her so much. So, yeah. Thank you, Mama Bella, for that.
Superstars for Hope.
Event. Still 2 days before WrestleMania. We're at the night. We're looking at all the fabulous Mardi Gras floats. Everything going on there. And then, well, the Bellas run into Natty. Again, alcohol's involved. And they basically call Natty out on her shit, where it's like, hey, You made promises that we can't keep.
And they're like, it's so hard to get mad at you, Natty.
So hard to get mad at you, but you managed to do it. So they're like, hey, can you not do the thing? Because basically, you hurt the brand. You know, it's like, it's one thing to make a promise and keep a promise, and that helps to support the brand. But if you start making promises that we can't keep, that will damage the reputation of the brand, and then people aren't going to want to buy it, and word's going to get around. And for a fledgling clothing company, you need all the reputation points you can get, like, and you need all the brand management you can get. And I think that's what they're really trying to, you know, obviously manage here with Natty. But yeah, Natty apologizes. She's like, you know, I didn't mean any harm. I was just trying to help you guys out. And she's like, and they're like, we know, it's cool. Just don't do it again. Problem solved.
Easy peasy.
No over dramatic anything. It's just like, hey, it's cool. It happened. Whatever. There's nothing they can do about it. You know, and it's like, you can either get really pissed about it, or you can just, you know, be like, hey, look, just don't do it again. And they know in the future, just, you know, hey, next time you're going to ask Natty to do something, make sure that she doesn't do anything that you don't want her to do. Because that was also kind of a rookie mistake on Bree's part, where she just told Natty, hey, put stuff out on your Instagram, not thinking, obviously, that Natty was going to do something like that. You know, if you're going to market using a celebrity spokesperson like that, it's, hey, look, can you put something out on your Instagram basically saying, you know, our stuff is at WrestleMania Access, come buy it. And that's all we need you to say. Don't add anything onto that.
Don't promise the world to people.
Yeah. Especially if we can't deliver. So, kind of a rookie mistake on both parts, but it all worked out. Then we go to the next day. Now, this episode has been fairly low-key in terms of drama. Everybody's been super honest with each other. We haven't had a lot of, you know, really, really, you know, in-your-face moments. Until now. So Paige is at the hotel. It's the next day. And she's supposed to do a cemetery photo shoot with Nia. Because that's what you do WrestleMania week. You schedule a cemetery photo shoot.
You're only in NOLA once, so yeah.
Yeah. And Nia can't go. Basically, she has to go do Access, and she's busy, and then she has to go rehearse wrestling. You know, she's got stuff to do. It's WrestleMania. It's 2 days before WrestleMania, essentially, or it's the day before WrestleMania. She's got too much going on. And Paige gets mad because she thinks Nia's blowing her off, and she's not a real friend. And this is stemming from the fact that because, essentially, Nia believes Paige can't wrestle anymore. Or because Paige can't wrestle anymore, Nia's not going to be her friend anymore. Which is a little juvenile.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Paige is trying to be just as busy as the other girls. But she's not, I think, acknowledging how busy they all really are, because she's not in that thick of it. She doesn't have that schedule. So she's trying to fill her time, and she's trying to hang out with her friends, not acknowledging that her friends are already spoken for. Like, when you're there in New Orleans, yeah, you're there to have fun, but you're also there to work. They work more that entire week than I think they do most of the year in terms of appearances and everything else that they've got going on. So they don't have a lot of free time to do stuff.
No, they don't.
So I think it was a little short-sighted of Paige, but it's not coming from a bad place at all. She's not being selfish. It's just, I don't think she's realizing what's going on, because she's, I think, got blinders on at this point. But Nia disagrees with Paige, and Paige storms off, and Nia's like, oh, hell no. No, we are not doing this.
Hell no.
And so Nia chases Paige down, and they have a heart-to-heart out in front of the hotel, and Paige breaks down. She tells Nia how upset she is because she's around everything, and she keeps hearing everyone talk about the Mania stuff, and she's nothing going on.
She's really sad.
And Paige feels that, you know, she's being ridiculed by Naomi because of the stuff she wants to try, but she's out of options. She just wants to wrestle again, and she's prayed to Naomi's God. It hasn't worked. So she's now turning to other spiritual outlets to see if that works. She's gone down the medical route. That hasn't worked. And all she wants is to wrestle again, and she can't. And Nia understands, and the two hug, but it's just Paige is in a really awkward place. And so basically, all the emotion that she's got inside her is coming out in different ways, and she's sort of lashing out in different ways. So it's nice to see that this got resolved and everything's cool. And then we're at the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
We see everybody in their finery, looking wonderful, looking fabulous. And then we're all backstage talking to Nia. Now, Hall of Fame is 2 days before Mania.
Mm-hmm. A little out of sequence here, but yes, 2 days.
Yeah, a little out of sequence here. But Nia's getting her hair done, and they're talking about how Natty's, you know, basically likes, well, if you don't win, I'm going to riot. and they're talking about how big the match is and how awesome it is for Naya. And she's like, yeah, yeah. And you can slowly see it start to hit her here. Mm-hmm. How big this all really is, like how important this all really is, because, you know, Lana's telling her there are girls that have never even had a match at Mania in their career, let alone a title match.
Yeah.
And that's true.
It is true. A lot of girls don't get singles matches, so that's a big deal for her.
It's one of two singles matches on the card, so let that soak in.
We had a Renee Young sighting in this episode.
Yeah, and Renee's like, you nervous yet? You nervous? Because I would be nervous. And yeah, Naya basically talks about how she's starting to freak out a little bit and how nervous she is. And they're all basically telling her, it's okay. You should be nervous. It's okay to be nervous. That's the natural reaction to this. Mm-hmm. It's a huge deal.
Oh, it is a big deal.
And if you basically, Lana puts it as, if you screw up, the fans are going to eat you alive and management's going to eat you alive. So it's an awkward place to be in, because it's like, you don't want to go out there and screw up. You want to have a really good match. But sometimes it all goes in. It's like when you step out and you step in that ring and you get in the ring with someone, a little bit of it is in fate's hands. It's like a lot of it is in yours. But if something goes wrong, well, there's nothing you can do. It's live television worldwide. Mm-hmm. Everybody saw it, and that's just a little awkward. So they're like, but they're reassuring her. They're like, you're going to be fine. You're going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. Don't worry about it. And then Naya tells Natty and Naomi about what Paige was saying. You know, how basically Naomi thinks Paige is weird. Naomi's like, what?
Say what?
What? No.
All right. So she then goes to find Paige later that night. But as we're cutting through shots, there was Kevin Nash just walking by.
Bing.
So Paige gets pulled into Naomi's office. Brings up the tea that's being spread.
And basically Paige is like, ooh, is it gossip? Is it gossip? And Naomi's like, no.
No, not really. I mean, it is, but it isn't. And she brought up, you know, so what's this about being me thinking you're weird or something? And Paige was defending it, and it wasn't meant how it was being spread. And Naomi was like, I have my own beliefs, and you have your own. She supports you. She supports Paige. So that's where that is. Which then comes later into a part where they go back to the voodoo shop.
Naomi will not get out of the car.
Nope. She was not having any of it.
And they're in this really, like, sketchy neighborhood in New Orleans. Like, you can tell they're in a really sketchy neighborhood. And Naomi's like, no. I'm staying in the car. She's probably the only smart one of the bunch. She's staying in the car. So Lana and Paige go into the voodoo shop to get the doll, because Paige has got to pick it up. We have to perform the spell for the doll, which was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to mock it at all. It's just, it's really kind of almost fascinating. And meanwhile, Naomi's in the car.
Nope at all.
You are my friend. I support you. I am not going in that place. Hella creepy. I'm done. Yes, basically, she doesn't want to pick up any bad spirits. She doesn't want to pick up any bad luck. You know, and I completely get that, because I'm kind of the same way. It's like, you don't want to pick up any of the bad stuff. You want all the good. So she's in a good place right now. She's happily married. She's got a great job. She's got a great life. You don't want to screw that up. Why invite the devil in when you don't have to, you know?
Exactly.
So completely understand Naomi. And then we skip a day.
It's the day of WrestleMania.
And we go back and we kind of see, you know, basically it's gone from if the women have a match to how many they're going to have. There were 4 women's matches this year, I believe, on the card is what they said.
Yeah.
And
the Battle Royal, the 2 singles matches and Ronda's match. And they're breaking down barriers. And it's now this is all about them. It's an evolution. It's, again, as you said, it's not if the women have a match, it's how many they'll have at the show. Then we have pyro and fun and teasers, and it's all to be continued.
And Naya says something really cool, which was, eventually we're going to run out of firsts.
Yeah.
But they haven't gotten there yet.
They're almost out of it. They have almost. There's one hurdle they have to climb. There's really one hurdle left.
And that's probably going to happen this year.
Yep. Or, yeah, technically next year.
Yeah, technically next year. But this coming WrestleMania, they'll probably beat it, which is the women have not been in the main event. They have not closed the show. So with Ronda Rousey in the picture, we'll see if that happens. But I think that does it for episode 1. This looks like it could be an interesting season of Total Divas. We'll have to see. I'm hoping it is.
I'm hoping so too. I don't want anything really heavy. I want lighthearted stuff like we had. Some of it was heavy, but it was mostly lighthearted here. I really could use a really good lighthearted season.
I like how this is presented. I like how it is much less manufactured drama. You can tell they've really toned that back, that it's much more open and honest and chill, and it's just them hanging out, having a good time. And the whole presentation was just really nice. And I think they realized that it was just getting a little too out there. So they sort of pulled it back a little bit.
And we'll get a little bit of out there stuff, but the best part, I hope this continues throughout the season, is a lot of girl interaction. Like, for a while there, the seasons were, okay, the Bellas have their own thing, Lana has her own thing, Natty has her own thing, and then really everything was spread out, right?
Mm-hmm.
The show was at its best when everyone interacts with each other and all the stories match. You know?
Yeah, I agree with that. It's really nice that they're all back together again and we've got the integrated storylines and we're not all off doing our own thing. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
So make sure to follow us on socials, Rack Radio Show. It's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr. Get us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Rack Radio Show, RackRadioShow.com, at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. And follow and subscribe to our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTRLive.
You can follow me on Twitter and really all the socials, at Lins Ward, LINSWRD. And, well, I think this does it for the Rack Extra Reviews Total Divas right here on wildtalkradio.com. And we will be back with episode 2 of season 8 next week. Till then, bye!